and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padron, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padron Podcast. Style is one of those things that feels so unattainable for a lot of people. It can feel overwhelming, like a game that you're expected to know how to play, even though you haven't even read the rules. Allow me to shut down some common misconceptions about personal style, and we'll talk about what personal style is not. Personal style is not something you're born with. People often believe when it comes to style, you either have it or you don't, and that's just not true. Discovering your personal style takes a little bit of time. You need to take a look at yourself, your personality, and how you want people to see you. Once you can clearly say, this is who I am and this is how I want people to see me, that's when you can begin the shopping process. I do believe that some people have more confidence than others, which allows them to explore and be more adventurous with their style. But just because you don't feel confident or adventurous doesn't mean that you can't have great style. My workbook, Beyond Just Okay, is a perfect place for you to start. If the thought of asking yourself, who am I and how do I want people to see me, and discovering your personal style feels super overwhelming, it's available for purchase on my website, susanpadronstylist.com/book, and we'll include the link in the show notes too. So another common misconception about personal style is that it's not just recreating outfits you found on TikTok, Instagram, or Pinterest. Now, it's great to find inspiration from social media, and it's a helpful place to start. But if all you're doing is trying to recreate an outfit you saw online, you're basically just committing outfit plagiarism. That's not me trying to shame you, but you're not doing the work to figure out what you actually like. You're just doing copy-paste. What I would suggest is to save the images of outfits that you like that you see online and create a Pinterest board or a mood board. Save or take screenshots of the outfits that you like. Try to do this without too much thought or judgment. Once you have at least 20 images, go back and take a look at the photos you've saved and ask yourself, what do I like about this outfit with each individual photo? Do you like the individual pieces, like the pants, the shoes, or the accessories? Are the colors of the outfit something that really call out to you? Is it the incorporation of texture or patterns? The contrast between style archetypes? Think romantic with edgy, casual with formal, etc. When you're asking yourself these questions, write down your answers in a journal or take notes on your phone because it will be helpful later. Once you've gone through all the images you've saved and answered, what do I like about this outfit? Look for commonalities and similarities with your responses. You know, am I gravitating towards a specific style genre? Or do all these pieces feel like they're from a certain decade or era? Then I want you to ask yourself, how would I feel wearing it? If you could wear these clothes and not give a single fuck what anyone would say, how would you feel? It's normal if at first the response in your mind says something like, I would feel silly or ridiculous, like everyone was looking at me, thinking, why is someone their age, their size, someone who's a mom wearing that? And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a breath, a slow, deep breath. You're going to close your eyes if it's safe to do so. You're going to take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, filling up your belly, and when you're ready, you're going to slowly release it through your mouth. And you're welcome to exhale while thinking or saying, fuck that. it's important that we work towards shutting down those thoughts that want to keep us in hiding, because we don't need that kind of unnecessary negativity in our lives. You know, I joke that we release it by saying, fuck that. But truthfully, it's what we need sometimes to just let it all go. So now that you've shut that down, ask yourself again, how would I feel wearing it? And imagine one of those pieces from your saved outfit photo collection and see what responses come forward for you. Hopefully your responses are more like, I would feel like such a badass, or I would feel so sexy, or I would feel whimsical, like I should be running through a forest or a field, or I would want to wear that on stage for my TED Talk. If you can't really figure out what specifically you like about the photo that you saved, it could be the energy or the confidence that the person is radiating in their photo. Sometimes we're drawn to someone because their energy reflects how we want to feel. Either way, it's important to take the time to figure out what you like and why, so that it's easier to actually develop your personal style. Another common misconception about what personal style is that your style doesn't stay the same once you discover it. It's not something that stays the same forever, because we, as people, as an individual, change over time. You are not the same person that you were 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. So why should your style be expected to stay the same? You change, your body changes, so your style changes, and all of that is okay. Think about how much your lifestyle has changed with time. How often do you go out now? Maybe it's more, maybe it's less than it was a few years ago. How do you spend your time outside of your house? What do you need to wear for work? What do you like to wear for work? So personal style is something that is meant to evolve and grow with us. It's not something that you just get once and then it stays that way forever. It's an evolution. It's almost like an extension of yourself, so that it has that flexibility, that range, and that growth, just like we do. Personal style is not having a giant walk-in closet filled with clothes. I think that a lot of us have this idea that when we envision somebody who's stylish, we think about it like they have this room that is filled with clothes and shoes and accessories, and that's something that we feel like we need to aspire to. But having a ton of clothes in your closet doesn't mean that you even have a personal style. You can have a very clear style archetype and have a minimalist capsule wardrobe. For me, personally, a capsule wardrobe feels too limiting. It's not for me. But neither is having a closet overflowing with clothes to the point that you forget what you have. Another problem that I often see with my clients is that they have so many clothes. The majority they don't like and don't wear. And they can't even see the clothes that they do like. Everything just gets lost in the noise, and they end up wearing the same pieces over and over again anyway. Style is definitely one of those things where it's quality over quantity. So try to resist the urge to buy something just because it was cheap or on sale. Don't buy the same shirt in every single color if just because you loved it in black. Having too many options in your closet will just lead you into overwhelm and decision fatigue, which is exactly what I want to help you to avoid. Personal style has nothing to do with the amount of clothes that you have. It's about the story that your outfit tells when you put it together. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, or if you're one of my one-on-one clients, you have heard me say this hundreds of times, but personal style is about you. Your clothes should be a reflection of who you are as a unique individual. So you don't need expensive or designer pieces in order to have a personal style. Having a collection of brands or designers does not create a personal style. In certain settings, having specific designer pieces can be viewed as a symbol of status, but what does that status really mean? It just really says that you or someone you know has enough money to purchase it. Great, but do you like it? Does it feel like a reflection of who you are? Or do you just want to buy it or have it so that you feel included? Now, it took me a while to learn this lesson for myself. I remember when I first became a personal stylist, I used to do in-person shopping sessions at the King of Prussia Mall. It's glorious if you haven't been there. So amazing. I would meet my clients just outside of the Nordstrom there. And every time I would walk through Nordstrom to meet a client, I would pass by their shoe department. And there were these Valentino studded flats that I loved. They were the Valentino rock stud flats, and they were iconically Valentino. One of those pairs of shoes that if you were familiar with Valentino at all, you would immediately know that they were Valentino if you saw someone wearing them. I told myself, when I make it as a stylist, I will buy myself a pair. And I basically visited those shoes every time I was at the mall. I would be like, hello, beautiful. You will be in my closet soon. You will be on my feet shortly. And I eventually bought those flats for myself, feeling so proud, ready to wear them basically everywhere. But what happened in reality was once I owned those flats, I realized that while they were beautiful, they weren't really me. They were also really uncomfortable. So, both physically and energetically, they just weren't for me. Don't get me wrong, there are plenty of designer and non-designer shoes out there that do feel like me. The Valentino flats felt like an arbitrary symbol of success, while also being a reflection of what I thought a successful stylist needed. Which, clearly, I didn't need a specific pair of shoes to be successful. So when it comes to designer pieces, I ask my clients, do you love it because of how it looks, or do you love it because of the label? If you saw those same shoes at Target, would you be as in love with them, or does the label impact your reaction? The same can be applied to something on sale. Do you want it because it's so inexpensive, it's so cheap that, you know, like it's not even a thought? Or do you actually want it? You can be just as easily overcrowded with clothes in your closet that you're not wearing because you're buying things for the wrong reasons. So you need to shop with intention, whether it's designer or on clearance. You need to think, do I love this? Does this feel like me? Another real major, major common misconception about personal style, and the last one that I'm going to share with you today, is that your body does not dictate your personal style. Recently, I was working with a client who told me at the beginning of our time together that prior to us working together, she would only choose clothes based on how flattering they were on her body. She was afraid to try other styles because her goal with clothes was to hide what she didn't like and to make herself look smaller or try to make herself look smaller. So we talked through what she really wanted from her style, how she wanted to feel. We got rid of the clothes that she didn't actually love, that they were just flattering, quote unquote flattering on her. And then we created the outfits that felt like a clearer representation for who she is. And now she's excited to wear the outfits we created to attend events as a featured speaker, or even just to put on a cute outfit for when she's recording her podcast. She enjoys dressing her body as it is now, in this moment, rather than telling herself, I'll buy new clothes when I lose weight. Why should you miss out on living your life because you feel like your body should be smaller? The number of times that I hear from people, I just need to lose some weight, and then I'll work with you. No, all bodies are good bodies. All bodies deserve good clothes, and all bodies deserve a gorgeous style. So when you start thinking about your personal style and what your personal style means to you, I want you to try to shut down all of those negative thoughts, all of those ideas that are preventing you from showing up as yourself, and instead ask these questions along the way. Go on this style journey to try to figure out what your personal style is and what it means to you as the individual that you are, rather than getting caught up in all of these bullshit rules. Best of luck and happy shopping. Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.